Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we gather today, I would like to remind you that we have under our microscope this 28th verse of Romans chapter 8. It reads as follows. Many of you know this by heart. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. And the points of emphasis at the middle and end of last week were as follows. First, God is the one who is causing all things to work together for our good. Without Him, nothing turns out for our good, but with Him, all things turn out for our good. Here is the sovereignty and providence of God again. And just briefly, let me point out to you how many times the name of God is mentioned in the verses surrounding this verse 28. In verse 27, God is mentioned two times. Two times, God is mentioned in verse 28. In verse 29, three times. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 30, God's name is mentioned six times. In verse 31, one time. In verse 32, five times. In verse 33, two times. In verse 34, two times. And in verse 37, one time. And in verse 39, one more time. I count 25 times God is mentioned by the Apostle Paul. That is a lot. You see, the emphasis is on God. And you can read and count this for yourself in Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. That's Romans 8, verses 26 through 39. And this is the God who is all-loving, all-wise, all-knowing, and all-powerful towards you, you who love God and who have been called according to His purpose. God is actively involved in our lives, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, causing all things to work together for our good. What a mighty God we serve. In whatever mood this finds you, let the Holy Spirit readjust your thinking towards God. As we busy ourselves with life down here on planet Earth, and I do not know about you, but I have had a very busy day. As we live life, God is overruling everything in our lives for our good. This is cause to rejoice in Him, to worship, exalt, and praise Him, to thank Him for all He is doing for our good. Second, we emphasize that all things are not good in and of themselves. All things includes the bad things, and these are not good. Do not make the mistake of interpreting this verse to mean that all things are good in and of themselves. That is not what the Apostle Paul is saying. And third, we asked, does all things mean literally all things? And we said, yes, yes it does. All things is all inclusive. And again, just briefly, and from a slightly different angle, I have not said this before. As long as you have your Bible out, please notice that in the verses surrounding this one, the Apostle Paul writes about bad things. In verse 18 of this same chapter, he mentions our sufferings. In verse 22, groanings. In verse 26, our weaknesses. In verse 35, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and sword. In verse 36, being put to death. In verse 38, death, life, principalities, which I interpret to mean demons. things present, things to come, powers, height, and depth. If you are listening to this and thinking, that's a lot of bad things that we sometimes have to endure, you are correct. This is what Christians are facing, and yet God is causing all of these things to work together for the good of those who love Him and who have been called by Him. All things is all inclusive. It is literally everything. God does not miss out on one single detail, brother and sister in Christ. Meditating on this, what a great way to start this new week. There is not one thing you can take away from the sovereignty and providence of God in your life. Not one. So take whatever you are going through and put it before God. He will use this for your good. And you might retort, what I'm dealing with doesn't feel like it is for my good. Let me respond to your retort by taking you back to the beginning of verse 28. Romans 8:28 begins, and we know. Paul does not say, and we feel that God causes all things to work together for good. No, he says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good. Take the feeling out of it. You and I are experiencing things in our lives that do not feel good. But we can know they are for our good if we trust God. Someone else says, I do not understand why this is happening to me. I cannot comprehend how God can use this in my life for my good. Well, remember, verse 28 begins, and we know. It does not begin, and we understand. Take my word for it. There have been many things in my own life that I do not understand, and I absolutely cannot comprehend how God is using these for my good. But it really comes down to this. Do I trust God? Do I trust Him to use suffering and sorrow and trouble for my good? I will go so far as to say that most things we do not understand, but understanding is overrated when dealing with God. As I said earlier, He is all loving, all wise, all knowing, and all powerful towards us, and this needs to be enough for us. God Himself is enough. Do not be discouraged trying to figure everything out. This verse does not begin, and we see how God causes all things to work together for our good. It starts, and we know. We will not feel good about bad things. We will not always understand. We will not see just how God is working everything together for our good. But we can certainly believe God and trust in God to do what He says He is doing. And I hope you were with us on Friday when we talked about how even our sin is included in the all things. That really was a broadcast and podcast not to be missed. And I realize I moved pretty swiftly through my 3 points and accompanying scripture. My points all derive from the Bible. And so I want to reiterate these points now and encourage you. If you were not with us last time, go to my website and get the free podcast and lend your ears to it. The website is godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. And Friday's podcast was number 1325 with the title God and Our Sin. Look for God and Our Sin, number 1325, when you get to the homepage on godisministry.org. Frankly, even if you were with us Friday, it will help your understanding to listen again. And if you ever have any questions about where to find a podcast, just email me and ask. My email address is mark@godisministry.org. In summary, here's what I said regarding the all things, including our sin. Point number one, our sin is evil and we are each completely responsible for it. Point number two, God does not ever approve of our sin. He does not let us get by with it. He does not leave sin unpunished. And point number three, God sovereignly and providentially overrules our sin for our good. In what is a mystery to us, God somehow sovereignly and providentially takes our sin and uses it for our good. This does not mean we should go on sinning. Never, God forbid. But it does mean that sin is included in and under the providence of Almighty God. There is a lot of really very good news here today. I hope you are taking it in and praising God for these biblical truths. Still, some may struggle a bit, hoping for more, to at least be given some sense for how bad things in our lives can be used by God for doing good to us. And I have some thoughts on this to share with you. We will get into them this week. As we prepare to do that, remember God. He is central to everything I will pass along to you. That's because this is all about God. We meet him again and again in a profound and life-transforming way in this one sentence of Scripture. And my wholehearted prayer is that you will know him more intimately by Friday than you do even today. In the words of the Apostle Peter, let us grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Growing in the grace and knowledge of God, this is what the bad things and the good things in the all things are about. Join us tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.